Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
...7:06 in the evening, and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. Our next story is going to be about budget transparency. This is coming after Malaysia improved its performance in the 2019 Open Budget Score, which is essentially a global survey that evaluates three things: level of transparency, oversight, and public participation in government's budget practices in over 117 countries. So IDS has come out to congratulate the previous government for improving Malaysia's score to 47 from 46 in 2017, and the highest being 100. IDS has urged the new administration in the meantime to continue strengthening budget transparency and accountability so that it can effectively make sound fiscal decisions, increase public trust, and tackle corruption. For instance, this would include maintaining the role of the Parliamentary Special Select Committee in budget for budget oversight and making bills and acts that have been passed available to the public via the Treasury website. In light of initiatives like the Prihatin stimulus package that we've been seeing, I think this is especially important since it entails large sums of money, a total fiscal injection of 25 billion ringgit to be exact. And IDS has questioned, for example, the source of the stimulus package and how it will affect outstanding debt, which is also where our earlier story on Parliament, we did that at 6, fits into this conversation, because we need strong public institutions in our government so that questions like these can be answered and checks and balances are upheld. And when we did that story earlier, we spoke with Dr. Oi Sun, who had talked about the likelihood and importance of a supplementary budget. And that is something that we might see coming our way in the parliamentary sitting in July. So it's timely, I think, to talk about the importance of having this sort of oversight, because every year, whenever we talk about the budget, and here at BFM, we cover it, you know, wall to wall, basically. Whenever we talk about it, a few things consistently come up. So the comparisons, the worries about how last year's budget was spent and whether or not we are ever going to get a report card of sorts. This idea of a report card is something that's frequently discussed, whether we should be able to tell at the end of a fiscal year, for example, how much the budget achieved, where the budget went, and also whether we should be able to tell at the midpoint so that you can course correct, as opposed to just kind of continuing to budget without communicating that to the public. So I think that is where these sorts of issues enter the picture. So we are going to be speaking after this with Lawrence Todd, who is the head of research and development at IDEAS. If you have questions on budget transparency, if you have thoughts on it, if it's something that you think we really need here in this country, do let us know. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be right back with Lawrence. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers, BFM 89.9.
It is 7:12 in the evening and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And this story is about budget transparency. Again, if you have questions or thoughts, send them through. That number to call is 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So we're now crossing over to Lawrence Todd, Head of Research and Developments at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, or IDEAS. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us. Can you walk us through what the benchmarks are when it comes to budget transparency?
So when we assess budget transparency for the Open Budget Survey, the main assessment is based on whether or not the government produces a set of 8 different documents, actually, in total, that we look at. And these range from a pre-budget statement, so details about the general direction of the economy and what the fiscal position is heading into the budget. Also then a mid-year report on the budget to explain where there's been variation in projections from a fiscal perspective, in terms of spending or revenue and what measures the government's taking to adjust for that and so on. So in total, there are 8 different documents, and we look at whether these documents are comprehensive, so that they provide full information on how the government is raising taxes, how it's spending its revenue, and what debts is the Malaysian government incurring. And then we look at whether these documents are made widely available to the public. So looking at going through all those documents, how much information is contained, how transparent they are, and then how far those documents are publicly available is what is then taken together to arrive at the transparency score. I can also just say that the open budget survey that's conducted also looks at participation, public participation. So is there opportunities for the public to express their views in the budget process and have those views reflected? And it also looks at the oversight. So who is holding the government to account on its budgets, both from a legislative perspective, so Parliament, and also from an executive perspective, so that would be the auditor. So these are the various factors that we consider when we undertake the open budget survey assessment.
Right. And on that note, IDEAS, of course, undertook its own survey in addition to the open budget survey released by the International Budget Partnership. What were your findings?
Right. So what we found is that the budget transparency in Malaysia is actually improving. So if you look at the budget 2019, which obviously was tabled in 2018, an assessment based on those documents and the transparency increases by about 1 point. So it's an improvement. It's not a huge improvement, but it is an improvement. But what we also did in making this assessment was to look at the changes that were introduced last year in the subsequent budget. And what we found is that the changes that were introduced last year, they dramatically increased, actually, the score up to 52 and even 56, actually, if the government took some small measures to increase the transparency a little bit further. So basically, Malaysia is on a good trajectory in the sense that it is improving its transparency. And I think this reflects the commitments that were made by the Pakatan Harapan government to take a number of measures to improve the budget transparency, and they did achieve those measures. I think we should recognize that. But also, some of these efforts have been really championed by the Ministry of Finance and the National Budget Office, and I think I really sincerely hope that they will continue and that the new government will have the same level of commitment to improving Malaysia's budget transparency so that we can see our score continue to rise. And ultimately, that will have a really positive impact in terms of the overall transparency and accountability of government in Malaysia.
And when it comes to the mechanisms that we have for oversight, what is the state of what we have going on?
Well, I think the main instrument, and this is a recent development, is the establishment of the Parliamentary Special Select Committee for the Budget. So this committee was formed and has met several times last year. And for the first time, this committee received a mid-year report on the budget, and a pre-budget statement was also tabled to the committee. So this is a new mechanism that increases the oversight that Parliament has over what the government is doing and allows for that additional layer of assessment. Now, this builds on what was already in place, the other kind of key mechanism of assessment, which is through the Auditor General's office. So I don't know, you maybe like us, that we always very excited when there's a new audit report, because you can go through it and find all these crazy examples of mismanagement of the public's finances. So actually, the previous open budget survey that we've conducted in previous years has always praised the role of the Auditor General. It's actually quite an effective mechanism. And what has been much weaker has been the legislative oversight, so the oversight by Parliament. And that's why we're quite pleased that this new select committee has been formed, has met several times, and we really hope this is an area where the oversight can increase moving forward so that we can improve that legislative oversight that's applied by Parliament to complement the oversight from the auditor. And of course, you know, we would also welcome, there is also room for improvement when we talk about the audit as well. But certainly it's been the legislative side that's been much weaker for Malaysia historically, which is now starting to turn around.
Another factor that you mentioned is public participation. Are we doing enough right now to involve the public and ensure that there is inclusivity in budget-related discussions?
Well, so there are some efforts here that we recognise. So there is some scope for consultation with different groups going into the budget process. The Ministry of Finance has established pre-budget submissions during budget formulation. We've seen greater use of e-consultations during budget implementation. So that's certainly welcome. But to strengthen public participation in the budget process, we think the government also needs to prioritise actively engaging with vulnerable and underrepresented communities directly or through civil society. I don't know if you've been to any of the consultations on the government's budget, but it tends to be represented by quite established, influential business groups, those known organisations. And I think ensuring that there's representation for more vulnerable and underrepresented communities is a real priority. And then I think the other thing when we talk about public participation is that it's not just what the government does, it's also about the role of parliament. So we think that the parliament should look at allowing members of the public or civil society organizations to testify during its hearings on the budget. This would be part of a more open, collaborative, discursive way that we can get broader consultation on the budget process, and Parliament can be the place for that. So the Select Committee can invite witnesses from different groups to get their testimonies on the budget and what needs, where the expenditure needs to be focused, what the impact of tax measures are, etc., etc. We think this would be a very effective way to increase public participation in the budget process. So there are steps both the government can take to expand the range of its consultations, and also the parliament can take to bring the public into the oversight mechanisms as well.
Right. And, earlier you mentioned that you always look forward to reading the AG's report, especially when it comes to financial mismanagement, sadly. But do you think that there is maybe that similarly strong interest among the public? And if so, how would we cultivate that interest?
No, I think that's a really, really important question. I think as well as, the most effective mechanism on the government is public pressure, ultimately. I think I would say this, at the end of the day, all the money that the government spends really belongs to people. So, I urge, all taxpayers in Malaysia, which, includes me, to have an interest in how this money is spent and that the budget is transparent. But it's a more direct thing as well. I think, for example, of course, 1MDB, which was a huge crisis that had a serious impact on the nation's finances, and it raised a lot of questions about how the government was recording its finances. And one of the things that's actually improved the government's transparency score is they're now much more open about the government's financial exposure, not just in terms of kind of classic direct government borrowing, but also in terms of these liabilities and guarantees that were part of the problem with 1MDB. So in that sense, increased budget transparency directly will help us to mitigate the risk of another scandal like 1MDB, which at the end of the day had a serious impact on the man on the street, in the sense that nation's finances were impacted, and that has led to a contraction in spending, and has had to maintain taxes at their current level and increase other rates as well. It's also important in terms of having full disclosure of how the government spends the money it receives. I was following an exchange around the very dire situation that the refugees are facing at the moment. And during this exchange, a politician referred to the government having received $20 million from the Qatari government to support refugees, and not knowing where this money was going. So to me, I just urge everyone to see budget transparency not as a distant, irrelevant or academic concept. It's a really immediate question about how those that we vote into power use the resources that we trust them to manage. And we must demand from them a level of transparency so that we can hold them to account with that role that we have given them.
Now, over the past couple of months, the Prime Minister announced several stimulus packages. What's your assessment of the level of transparency in the design of these stimulus packages, given especially the fact that they were not debated in Parliament?
I think it's a very good question. Look, I think that governments around the world are taking unprecedented measures to mitigate the, or to respond to the health crisis and to mitigate the economic crisis that, that's occurred as a result. And the same in Malaysia, and I welcome those efforts and encourage them. But I think there are definitely issues of transparency. So, I mean, we've talked about, we're talking about tens of billions of additional government spending that we don't yet fully understand exactly how it is paid for. So I think we've heard from the finance minister, he has talked in quite general terms about where this is paid for, and we've heard reference to the government ecosystem, which we understand to include the major government-linked companies and those companies in particular which pay significant dividends into the government. So these are other sources of revenue that the government has. But all these different things have different consequences. If we're paying for the stimulus package through increasing borrowing, then that's ultimately going to increase the debt, which is going to have an impact on the tax base moving forward. If this is being paid for by the GLCs, then that has an impact for their competitiveness moving forward, potentially. And ultimately, many Malaysians are shareholders in these GLCs via their EPF savings or via ASB trust accounts and so on. So that affects Malaysians' savings. If it's being paid for through reprioritization of other budget areas, then, well, what spending is being cut and what impact is that going to have? So I think I fully support steps the government has taken to make this additional resources available at this time of crisis. But we must have that transparency over how this is being paid for and ultimately in the longer term, what the plan is to restore that fiscal sustainability to the budget. Of course, in the context of this crisis for Malaysia, we've got the double crisis of then the oil price collapsing, and this is going to have a very significant impact on the government's revenue and the ability to balance the budget. So, I think these are really difficult, and I know there are officials and ministers working around the clock to keep us safe and to try to keep the economy going. But I would urge them as well to keep transparency in the foremost of their minds so that we can all be appraised of these risks and we can help them to manage them moving forward.
Lawrence, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Lawrence Todd, Head of Research and Development at IDEAS, taking us through the importance of budget transparency. Now we're going to head to some music and then we're going to be back for a wrap up of some of the major stories that we've covered today. If you'd like to share your thoughts on budget transparency or anything else, specifically, I think we've been talking today also all throughout the evening about how you're going to spend Raya. If you'd like to share, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.